Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio did some fence mending today, meeting with Pope Leo at the Vatican. President Trump has been critical of the Pope during the Iran war. The AP's Nicole Winfield at the Vatican reports the meeting lasted about 2.5 hours.
The State Department says that they did discuss the situation in the Middle East and the need for a durable peace, but the real visit was to underscore the strong bilateral relationship between the United States and the Holy See. This visit came after weeks of sparring between President Donald Trump and Pope Leo, with Trump criticizing Leo's call for peace and dialogue to end the Iran war. By the end of the audience, it appeared that at least the tensions had come down a little bit.
The Pope gave Rubio a pen, apparently made of olive wood.
Olive being, of course, plant of peace.
Rubio also meets tomorrow with Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni. Iran says it is reviewing the latest American proposals to end the war. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian says he spoke to the Supreme Leader. He says, "I got to see our dear leader. I spoke with him for nearly 2 hours, 2.5 hours. First of all, I have to tell you, his perspective, his way of behaving, he really is a sincere person and humble. From a leader, does one really expect such a way of behaving? That's how he was, really." A fragile ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran has largely held. In-person talks between the two countries failed to reach an agreement. Powerful storms, including at least 3 tornadoes, tore through parts of Mississippi, damaging nearly 500 homes. Voters in Britain are casting ballots in local and regional elections that could determine the fate of Prime Minister Keir Starmer. McDonald's posted better-than-expected sales in the first quarter, boosted by a new burger and a continuing emphasis on value. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A Russian attack targeted Ukraine's second-largest city, while Moscow announces Ukraine fired nearly 350 drones at Russia.
9 people were injured, including 3 children, in the Russian attack on Kharkiv. According to Kharkiv mayor, local authorities say the strike damaged civilian infrastructure and sparked a major fire. Ukraine's air defense said it had eliminated 97 of the 102 drones on Wednesday, but 8 drones did hit 6 locations. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry says air defenses shot down 347 Ukrainian drones overnight in what appeared to be a major attack after Moscow spurned Kyiv's ceasefire earlier in the week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says in Russian, tensions mounting over safety of Russia's upcoming Victory Day celebrations. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Pakistan's military warns it will respond strongly to any attack as it marks the anniversary of last year's conflict with India. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.